Just a quick note before we start. In observance of Juneteenth, there will be no podcast or newsletter tomorrow, June 18th. As a reminder, we publish Monday through Friday, except for federal and market holidays. We'll be back at it again on Monday. Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, June 17th, 2021. Welcome to day 149. The Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act for the third time, dismissing an effort by Texas and 17 other Republican-led states that challenged the entirety of the 2010 healthcare law. The group argued that the ACA's individual mandate requiring most Americans to obtain health insurance or pay a penalty became unconstitutional after Congress got rid of the penalty in the 2017 tax cut package. They claimed that the entire law, which provides health care coverage for about 31 million Americans, should fall, including protections for people with pre-existing conditions, because the individual mandate was central to the ACA. In a 7-2 vote, the court said the group of states failed to show how they suffered the sort of direct injury that gave them legal standing to bring the case. The court, however, did not actually rule on whether the individual mandate is unconstitutional, but suggested that it would be difficult for any challengers to try again on the same legal theory. In a tweet, Biden called the decision a big win for the American people, adding that with millions of people relying on the Affordable Care Act for coverage, it remains, as ever, a BFD, a reference to the 2010 ACA signing ceremony where Biden turned to Obama and said, "This is a big fucking deal." Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell rejected Joe Manchin's voting rights compromise offer, which focused on expanding early voting, requiring voter ID, ending partisan gerrymandering in federal elections, having at least 15 consecutive days of early voting, and making Election Day a public holiday. McConnell's pledge all but guarantees that Republicans will filibuster the voting bill that Chuck Schumer plans to send to the floor on Tuesday. The bill will need 60 votes to proceed over a filibuster. Moving on, the Biden administration will invest $3.2 billion to advance the development of antiviral pills to treat COVID-19 and other viruses. The antiviral program for pandemics will speed up clinical trials and fund the research and production of oral antiviral drugs that could be taken at home. Meanwhile, the Education Department canceled more than $500 million in federal student loan debt for 18,000 borrowers who were defrauded by the now-defunct for-profit ITT Technical Institute. The college chain closed in 2016 after making exaggerated claims about its graduates' employment and earning prospects after graduation. Back in D.C., the House voted to repeal the 2002 authorization for the use of military force in Iraq. The 2002 authorization was repeatedly applied beyond its original intent, despite the Iraq War ending nearly a decade ago. Chuck Schumer said he will also put the authorization to a vote this year. Earlier this week, Biden said he supports repealing the authorization, but Mitch McConnell said he did not support it, calling it reckless. The bill would need the support of at least 10 Republican senators to pass over a filibuster. Meanwhile, Biden signed legislation to make Juneteenth a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery in the United States. The bill passed unanimously in the Senate, but 14 Republicans in the House voted against it. Harris also signed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act in her capacity as president of the Senate. The law goes into effect immediately, making Friday, tomorrow, the first federal Juneteenth holiday in American history. And finally, a Florida GOP congressional candidate threatened his Republican opponent with a Russian and Ukrainian hit squad that would make her disappear. During a 30-minute phone call that was secretly recorded, William Braddock repeatedly warned a conservative activist not to support Anna Paulina Luna in the Republican primary for a Tampa Bay area congressional seat. Braddock called Luna a fucking speed bump in the road, adding that she's a dead squirrel you run over every day when you leave the neighborhood. In the recording, Braddock added, "I really don't want to have to end anybody's life, but if it needs to be done, it needs to be done." That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.